Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we thank you. We thank you as we sit here with the sun shining down on us and just knowing this has all come from you. And then we thank you, Father God, that we know that Paul's new birth came from you, Lord, that you chose to reveal your Son in him, your goodness in him, your calling, your purpose, your anointing. And I thank you, Father God, for this wonderful word this morning, Lord. And I thank you for your word every day to us, Lord, as your children, that in the Old Testament, you never done anything without the prophets knowing about it and declaring it. Now, thank you, Lord, that we are sons of the living God, so as to know you, so as to be aware of you, able to speak about and experience you, because you've got a unique destiny for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Guys, sorry, man. I haven't Danita, my precious wife. I dropped her at 3 o'clock. Dropped her. I would never drop her, but I dropped her at the corner to catch a lift to the airport. She's going to be 11 days in Cape Town visiting her children, my stepchildren, and my telly, my child. And yeah, so it's Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. And when he who set me apart before I was born, called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the nations. I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Peter and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. In what I'm writing to you before God, I do not lie. So yeah, the wonderful thing here is Paul's conversion. It's the same as our conversion. He met us. We were going our way. Paul was persecuting the church. We were all false prophets. Caught up. We could be good false prophets, just busy with good things, or we could be busy with evil things like Paul was as well, really, you know, playing a part of nullifying the church. But either way, we had to meet the Lord, and that's the beauty. When the Lord met us, we became new creations. And just as Paul says here, he set him apart before he was born. So we are all predestined, but it's wonderful. And then we had to be called. He was predestined, and then God called him and was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the nations. So there we can see our calling is to be open to the revealing, to the parousia, through to the manifestation of the Son who is ruling to crush all darkness under his feet. And so he's called us as well now into fellowship so that we can wake up to our portion that has been laid up for us in heaven. And that's what's so important. But that portion doesn't come unless we're in fellowship with the Father and Son. I love the beautiful disciple John. He says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. So what we see and hear, we declare. So we the same. We've got to draw close on a daily basis. And whenever we're going through trials, I'm thinking of James chapter 1, we need to go get wisdom. God is there. He's a very present help in the time of need, so as to help us. And so we need to stay with him. And here we can see that from when the Lord took hold of Paul, he just stayed in tune with the Lord. He never went and ran after the big apostles, people that also knew Jesus in the flesh. He didn't know Jesus in the flesh. He just carried on with what the Lord was saying to him, the anointing that breaks the yoke, the anointing that teaches you all things. So that's so important. And I say that because you see also with the Macedonian church, they had these beautiful apostles, these first fruit, the first fruits of the new creation, the first fruits of the newness that God is bringing into the earth. But then they went and they spoke to God. They didn't just listen to these apostles. They listened to God, and then they went out with zeal, God working with them. And so that's such a key in our own lives. So Paul was long time just busy, but then I feel he just needed to, Lord, am I running the right race? Am I in tune with you. And then he went to Peter and to the Lord's brother James, and they all confirmed. You can see that in the book of Acts. And actually, they said they could add nothing to what he had. So guys, that's a first priority. You've come to a living God. Always confirm that whatever you're hearing, whatever you are doing, is it coming from the Lord? Is he building the house? Is he lighting the fire? And stay with him. I remember my own conversion when I had the dream and knew God is calling me, and I gave my life to the Lord. I knew he laid on my heart to go to a ministry. And so you stay with the leadings of God. And then even in that ministry, at times when I was going through squeezings, the Lord would encourage me, stay, persevere. But the bottom line, unless he builds a house, we labor in vain, guys. So stay with your Lord. Stay with your God. He's got a unique path. You can be in fellowship with so many people, and they're there to help and encourage you. Some people are there to test you. But bottom line, you stay with the Lord, because the uniqueness, I think of that 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says, no eye knows, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for you. So you need to see, you need to hear, like John said, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. What I see and hear is that's what I declare. So guys, stay true to your relationship, stay true to your God, so you can be that unique fragrance God made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.